on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for tuning in on ABQ Connect every weekday at 1 o'clock. And if you missed the first part of the show, you can find the archive here either later this afternoon or by tomorrow morning with Johnny and Friends New Mexico, and walk through some of the events that they've walked through this year, the services they provide, and what have you. So go to the website at abqconnect.online to find out more about that. As I said at the top of the show, and many, you know, most people have heard by now, John MacArthur, who is the teaching pastor you hear on Grace to You, yesterday graduated to heaven. And of course, he's rejoicing. He's with the Lord. He's with Jesus. You know, his family and his friends, they're going to be grieving. And we want to grieve with those who grieve pray for them. This is a new time for them, and not only for their family and friends, but for the congregation, the staff at Grace to You. But what great work we saw John, heard and saw John do over the decades, we'll continue to be blessed by what he's left in way of legacy of teaching through Grace to You, weekday mornings at 9 o'clock, evenings at 8. In studio with us, Amber Silva is here with Jeremiah's Place, New Mexico. I say just Jeremiah's Place, but I don't want to go to the website. Yep. It's jeremiahsplacenm.org, because there's other ones out there, but you want to go to this one, jeremiahsplacenm.org. And Amber, you brought a friend with you. I'll let you introduce.
Yes, this is Gracie. She's been one of our students for a few years now, and she comes to all of our events and is very excited about everything we do. So
then I haven't met Gracie, but I probably saw her last year at the fashion show.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Yeah.
Yeah. Gracie, mm-hmm. You got to, how many, do you know how many fashion shows you've been a part of?
A millions?
Yeah.
I believe this would be her third.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gracie, do you want to tell us what your favorite thing is about the fashion shows?
Yes. It's about food and...
Gracie loves to eat.
I do too. I like food too, Gracie.
Yes.
Anything else?
So we did on how to dress.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she was telling me earlier today about, we were reminiscing about her dress last year. She was in the red sparkly Christmas dress.
Lady in red.
Yes.
Yes. So you got to show off your dress.
Yes.
And you get to do the walk.
Yes.
Right? And on the, what do you call it? The runway.
The runway, yeah.
Yeah. Very, which by the way, you know, I'm an old guy, so I don't remember things for very long, but I do remember that everyone I saw participate last year did a fantastic job of showing off their fashion, like red dress.
Yes.
And walking the runway.
Yes.
And then actually is it voguing when you stop and you kind of pose?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yes, we make sure we give them lots of poses so they can kind of show off their individual personalities.
Very good. Well, Gracie, thank you so much for taking it. Have you ever been on the radio before?
I have, yes.
You have?
Yes.
All right. Man, we were talking about someone from Johnny and Friends, Brady, a young man who came on the radio with me last year. I'm always, you know, I'm low confidence that I'm going to keep my job when we get someone who's got experience like you coming in here.
Yes.
And doing such a fan. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Amber, for those not familiar with Jeremiah's Place, we kind of jumped right into it.
Yeah.
If you could explain maybe kind of the history of Jeremiah's Place and the why.
Yeah. So Jeremiah's Place exists for those who have come out of high school and they're looking for something that they need to do, those who have intellectual developmental disabilities and can't exactly go out and get like a full-time job.
So some of them can.
Some of them have jobs. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that is why we do only 2 or 3 days a week for them.
Yeah.
But this, they come and they get a little bit of extra stimulation, and they can learn their life skills and their art skills, and they practice different things to just get confident so that they can go out and have jobs or help their families.
And I know that there's a staff and probably volunteers with Jeremiah's Place.
Yes.
That assist, you know, in the teaching process or mentoring process.
Right.
I'm going to guess that some of the clients pitch in with some of the other clients.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And Gracie is actually one of those. She is someone who helps us in our PE classes, and she leads some of the exercises. Yes. And she loves it, and she commands a lot of authority, and,
yeah.
And she's amazing with us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She can run circles around me, I'm sure.
Yes.
Grace. Yes. I love that. Do you have a favorite calisthenic or exercise that you like to get to do to warm up?
Yes. I would get one up skipping.
Skipping?
Yes.
I don't skip so much now, but I remember when I was young, I used to love to skip. Mm-hmm. And if I did it more, I'd probably be healthier.
Yes.
To be honest, right? Even at my age.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a happy thing to do. And you get to show other students?
Yes.
Yeah. How often do you get to do that?
About 1 day a week for you right now.
Yeah, that's great.
I think you did today this morning, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, you'll get to do it on Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. But.
Yep. Thank you, Gracie, for serving at Jeremiah's Place, and your part there to help mentor some of the other clients. It's exceptional. If someone, Amber, wanted to find out more about whether or not Jeremiah's Place was right for them and for their family, what would you encourage them to do?
Yeah, well, they can go to our website, the jeremiahsplacenm.org, and they can look there. Or they can give us a call. They can call Gil at 505-710-8154. And they can always drop by between like 9 and 2 every day.
Okay, and that's at Grace Church on San Antonio, is that right?
Yeah, we're located in the east wing.
Okay. Listen, we're up against a break. Can you stay with us?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break and come back. Gracie, can you stay?
Yes.
That'd be awesome. All right, we're going to take a break and come back with more after this on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Hey, Amber Silva is in here from in studio with us from Jeremiah's Place in New Mexico. I say that because you won't see the New Mexico on the website, but the web address is jeremiahsplacenm.org. And if you were listening in our first segment and you neglected to write down the phone number, I'm going to give you a phone number to call to get in contact with Jeremiah's Place, 505-710-3010. You can also email jeremiahsplacenm@comcast.net. And we talked a little bit because Gracie, one of the guests in studio with Amber, was one of the participants in last year's fashion show. Gracie, are you going to do it again this year?
Yes.
Did you get your dress picked out yet?
Yes.
You already did. Same color?
Different color.
Okay. All right. Well, look forward to seeing the highlights. I don't know if I'm going to be in attendance this year or not, but I had a lot of fun last year. And Gracie, you mentioned the food.
Yes.
I want to amen. The food was delicious. Mm-hmm. We were over at, I forget the name of the, it was right, Kitty Corner from the mall. What's the hotel?
Oh, it's the Sheraton Albuquerque.
Yeah, we're at the Sheraton Albuquerque in one of the ballrooms, and it was delicious. But that is coming up real soon, Amber. What's the date for the fashion show?
Yes, so that is September 13th.
Okay, and how can the KLYT listener participate and help with the fashion show?
So what we are really looking for right now is some small businesses to come sponsor our students, because the tickets are $100 each. But we don't want to make them pay that, because that's kind of like paying to go to your own birthday party. Like, we want them to just focus on their dresses and getting their nails done and hair and whatever they need, and just show up and not worry about that.
Okay. And listen, if you're a small business owner and you're like, you know, I love what Jeremiah's Place is doing to equip young people primarily. I mean, starts at 18. You said graduating high school.
Yeah.
So
18 and up. Yeah.
18 and up with the developmental disabilities. And regular classes that they're going to, or do you call them classes, or just
we do call them classes. Okay. We have fairly structured classes.
Okay. Yeah. So they're going to class how often with Jeremiah's Place, and is there more than one opportunity throughout the week?
Yeah. So we have one group that comes 3 times a week and one that comes 2 times a week.
Okay. Gracie, 2 or 3 times a week?
Two times each week.
There's STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. This is on the website. Reading, comprehension, physical education, which Gracie takes part in and helps with. Healthy eating. Boy, I could learn from that.
Yes.
Performing arts. I could learn from all of this.
Yeah.
And the annual field trips. How fun is this? Walk us through some of those experiences.
So we actually just had a field trip a couple weeks ago. We went to the aquarium and the botanical gardens, and we had a blast.
Yeah. Gracie, did you like more seeing the fish or the plants?
The plants.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes.
It is. That is something that Marty Chavez, I think, was a big part of making that happen. Oh. And what a great deal they did down there between the Albuquerque Biopark and the zoo and Tingley Beach. So you got to go down there and spend time doing that. There's I don't know if this is annual, but it says Explora and the Natural History Museum. Have you been part of that, Amber?
Yes, we have. As you might know, the History Museum is closing down for a little while for the renovation.
I did not know.
So, but we're getting really excited for that to open back up with all the renovations. It's closing in August, I believe.
And actually, real close to the time of the fashion show is the New Mexico State Fair. Do you do the State Fair, Gracie?
Yes.
I'm going to guess one of your favorite parts of the State Fair, because it was similar for the fashion show, you probably like the food at the State Fair.
Yes.
Is there a favorite item that you like to go get at the State Fair?
I like to go shopping.
Yeah.
And I like to do get some jewelry.
Oh, nice. Okay. I like the Moriarty sweet corn. That's one of my favorite things to get to eat at the New Mexico State Fair coming in September. But also in September, if you didn't hear that, the fashion show is happening. It's the annual Spotlight Fashion Show with Jeremiah's Place. It's jeremiahsplacenm.org. September 13th, same location as Sheraton?
Same location, yes.
Okay. And if someone wanted to find out more about sponsorship, which we mentioned, we're looking to have local businesses that can sponsor the clients for Jeremiah's Place to go to this event. It's $100 for each ticket. I want to testify. Everyone I saw, it may not be the case, but everyone I saw participating had a fantastic time at last year's fashion show. I was really impressed by some of the fashion that was displayed. If you want to reach out, there's a way for you to do that. Go to the website at jeremiahsplacenm.org. Click on the contact, and the phone number you want to call is the director of operations at 505-710-3010. That's 505-710-3010. If you're driving and can't write that down, just try to remember jeremiahsplacenm.org. Or you can listen to this broadcast when it gets to the archive, either later today or by tomorrow morning at abqconnect.online. Anything else in regards to the fashion show, Amber, you want to make sure to share?
Yeah, well, I did want to make sure to mention that for a $500 or up sponsorship, we will put their logo on their website and our social media for a year.
Okay.
And they will also be on a slideshow at the event.
All right. If you want to find out more about that, call that number that I mentioned, 505-710-3010. Now, is there, I think last year there was a silent auction?
Yes, there is a silent auction. And so we're also asking small businesses if they'd like to donate anything for that.
Okay. All right. Listen, we're going to have this information for our announcers to make mentions of the event and how you can get in contact with Jeremiah's Place. They meet either two or three times a week for the classes that they have at Jeremiah's Place at Grace Church, that is on San Antonio, just west of Louisiana, kind of right behind the gas station there. You'll find Jeremiah's Place in the east wing. Is that right, Amber?
Mm-hmm.
Of Grace Church. Times off the top of your head for meetings?
Yeah, 9 to 2 will be there. We'll be in the office so they can pop in.
Okay, Monday through Friday, the folks can pop by.
Yes.
And actually, if you're a small business owner, what a great way to get to know more about Jeremiah's Place, to pop in and talk about sponsorship and kind of see you guys in action.
We love to show people around.
Yeah. And really, the facilities are beautiful over at Grace Church in that east wing. I would do this, an open invite, Amber. You need to know this, and as do the rest of the Silva family. I know is greatly involved.
Yes.
And if you guys have something coming up that we need to let the community know about, we would love to have you guys back in. Gracie, thanks again for coming in.
Welcome.
We'll look forward. Maybe I'll see you at the fashion show. Not sure yet.
Yes.
But will you come back on the radio sometime?
Yes.
Okay. We'd love to have Amber, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you for tuning in and listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.